Blog Talk Radio.
Here I am.
again, family, peace and blessings, and all praise is due to the Most High for us being able to have 2 feet above ground to once again listen to, hopefully, which is, if not your favorite, one of your favorite podcasts in the nation. My name is Forrest J. Nance, and on behalf of my dear brother Rashad Alameen, you know, he's the house doctor, in other words, naturopath. He's not a real doctor, y'all. I mean, he's a doctor, but he's not a doctor in the medical sense, but he gives protocols for health and healing, okay? Let's just say he's the alternative to what mainstream may be a little deficient in, all right, because his brother has taken above and beyond what they put out here that they fall kind of short on, you know. They don't offer alternative, which could help a lot of people and save a lot of people. All right, so on behalf of myself, Forrest J. Nance, headquartered here in Newark, New Jersey, better known as the Brick City, and also, like I said, my dear brother Rashad Alameen, okay, and also my dear brother down in the Atlantic area, Atlantic City, New Jersey area, my dear brother Leon, who's doing work down there with the kids, and he's doing the best he can with what the Most High has given the power to do to give back to the community. And that's the reason, once again, family, why I started this podcast, is to give back. Because I'm going to tell you something. It's nice when you could sit on the couch and close your eyes and just reminisce about growing up, coming up, and just having a good time. Now we're not living in the best of times. So we're here to energize. We're also here to nourish your mind and uplift your spirit. Because a lot of people need that in this day and time. And we're all different, but we're equal in the sense that we're human beings, and some of us need a little bit more motivation and a push than others. It's just like going to the gym. Some people need to work out with somebody, or they need a personal trainer. I've never had that situation because I've always been self-motivated. So now it's my calling in my 64-plus years, because I'll be 65 April the 10th, y'all, all right, to give back to the community. I mean, I've been happy with most of my life, and I've always been a free spirit, so it's time to give back, okay? If we could do anything to help on this podcast, anyone, that's a blessing, not to me, but it should be a blessing to you, being the receiver of something that can encourage you to do better, because I always pray to the Most High to make me a better person and do better, because nobody stops at a certain point in life. If you stop at a certain point in life, that means you're stuck. And when you're stuck, that means you ain't going nowhere, all right? I try to excel in whatever I do, and that's why I appreciate my listening audience, all right, because lately you guys been sharing. You remember when I first came on this podcast, everybody was a great listener. I said, we need to learn from you. We're sponges, myself, Rashad, Leon. We need to hear from you guys. You got to share things because we don't know everything, all right? Never can lay that claim. If anybody lays that claim, won't be on this podcast. But anyway, I just like to say I know a lot of you guys hit me up and talked about our dear brother Michael Collins. I was on Zoom. I listened to his homegoing, his celebration of life. You know, unfortunately, the brother passed away, and it was beautiful. I talked to some people out there where he's from. He was from Long Island, New York, and the brother's going to be sorely missed, because if you're new to this line, you don't know what you missed. But for the people who heard Michael Collins, you guys know, you could just feel his spirit touch you. So peace and blessings be upon him. May the Most High grant him paradise, because the brother was just a godsend, you know. Like they say, often duplicated, but never imitated, okay? So, once again, my heart goes out to the family, and the brother now has made the transition, so we will always remember Michael Collins. In fact, family, I just want to also notify you something. With assistance from the Grace of Space lady, Miss Karen Whatley, we'll be doing a second podcast. We'll let you know to be further announced. We're going to do part two. We're going to have another day, and we're going to have unlimited time, because sometime, now y'all remember John Monroe. Now, I mean, tell me, you heard what he said in the end, right? Oh, I can go on for another hour. See, that's why we need to extend past 2 hours, because there were a lot of people who were thirsting to learn and understand about eye health last week. In fact, just let y'all know, I'm going to bring John back in April. Just give him a call one day next week. He's always available. I'm going to keep him on a regular because a lot of people, they have problems with their eyes. They have a problem with the eye health and their vision. So we definitely got to bring him back. And as you can see, he was a wealth of knowledge. He was talking about regrowing eyes and stem cell research and nutrition for the eyes. So family, don't give up out there. I mean, come on. If I'm doing the due diligence and I'm trying to bring on people that can try to help give you an understanding and a knowledge of what you should know out there, then you got to work with me. We got to engage with each other. Don't be silent out there. No more church mouse tippy-toeing around now. Okay? So once again, we got some very, very powerful people coming up in the future. We got my man Stan White from the Mastermind Billionaires Forum. He'll be coming on, talking about nutrition and a lot of other different things. Brother's very knowledgeable. That's all he studies, to help, once again, areas that we may not be hitting on. He's going to hit on them. I got Brother Najee, not the jazz man. We're working on the jazz man now, okay? Also, something that's very dear and something Stan, he shared with me, and I don't know if Brother Rashad got a wind of this, but they said Super Bowl Sunday, there were 500 arrests in Los Angeles with sex trafficking. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I've always told people, if they catch any man in his right state of mind, all right, attacking a woman, because you don't know what that will do to that woman. It scars her for life, and it causes her not to live and want to live a normal life. And she has to go through so much. But when they find that guy, all right, and they can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, because right, there's a lot of innocent people in jail. I'm talking about, you know, without further any investigation, this was the man that did it. Snip, snip, where he cannot get an erection. You heard what I said. Do what you need to do. Because you've scarred a woman for life. I've always been jet set, and everybody else should be jet set against rape. So, to be announced, I'm going to have, I was talking to a lady from Space of Grace. Once again, research, and also Stan, but anyway, getting back to what I was saying, because sometimes I think so far ahead. There were 500 arrests made in Los Angeles. Not Frontline News. Is that anybody out there heard about it? Maybe in the back page somewhere, because maybe you get tired of reading after reading, going through about, 50, 60 newspaper articles, if that long. But, wow, that's really something. So my point is, for further reference, all right, I presented to Ms. Karen from the Ladies of Space of Grace. I'm going to do a little research on that, because that's something that's near and dear to my heart, all right, because I've had people in my family who unfortunately have been molested, all right. So, hey, we're going to bring it up. It's a touchy subject, and it's going to be. We're going to hold that on a very serious panel along a very serious platform, okay? So I'll let you know. We're probably going to start that, or we're going to do that. It's going to be two parts in April, okay? Also, I'd just like to thank everybody for the support of Green Tea, and that thing is built. A lot of you guys have supported me for the Green Tea. So for the people who are new on here on the podcast, if this is your first time listening in, all right, go to my Facebook page, Forrest, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, last name, Nance, N is in nut, A is in apple, N is in never, C is in vitamin C, E is in vitamin E, and also go up there and order my green tea, all right, and you get a $2 discount on a bag of tea, which will last you for 2 months if you drink 2 cups per day. It's a super drink. It's good for your heart. And it's hot. It's the highest form of ECGC in the world. But, hey, listen, like I tell you, anybody I bring on here, don't take my word for it. Do your homework. Go to teaforhealth.com. In fact, the gentleman that I am a distributor for, he'll be coming up here sometime also in the month of April. My man John out of South Jersey, New Jersey. He will be on the podcast to give you a breakdown on the tea. Anything you need to know about green tea, all right? Everybody already knows how heart healthy it is. And a lot of people are suffering from all types of afflictions when it comes to health. I just had a family member of mine. He had suffered a stroke, okay? And I tried for the longest to get him on that green tea. I got a call yesterday, so I'll be sending him some green tea. So And I'm not just saying it. I'm being totally honest, all right? So whatever you do, family, that or we always tell you on here because Rashad's coming on a little later on, y'all, and I got the H2O2 man, my man Kevin. He's coming on to give you a breakdown on food-grade peroxide, the benefits. I know what you're saying. Come on, Fars. Who drinks peroxide? Well, this is food-grade peroxide, not the peroxide you buy over there at Walgreens, all right? See, we try to bring you the science. So we always tell you pad and pencil, pad and pencil. Mark these things down. But let me give you a number to the green tea, and you could call John, call in, and say Forrest Nance referred you, and you get your discount for the green tea. And it's the best green tea in the world. It's so powerful. You take your thumb, your two fingers, and you just pluck it just a little, put it in a glass, let it steep. Now, when I say steep, there are steepers also that are being sold where you put the lid on top. When you steep, it brings the oxygen out of the green tea, which makes it more potent, okay? And then, you know, you sweeten it if you like. You can drink it straight. When I say sweeten it, don't use that white. Now, y'all know better out there, but like I can't tell you what to put in your mouth, but don't use that white processed sugar. You get you some manuka honey, or you get you some coconut sugar, which is low glycemic, or stevia. All right, organic stevia, which is zero glycemic. If you're diabetic, you could drink that all day long with the stevia. Zero glycemic won't affect your blood sugar level whatsoever. So just go to my Facebook page or take down this number, and I can repeat it later. Here we go, 609, area code 680-9330. Repeat, 609-680-9330. Ask for John. If you get the voicemail, leave a message. He'll call you back and say, Forrest referred me, and I would like to get my discount on my green tea. All right? Now, the ladies from the Space of Grace, because remember, they did Narcissism, man. That was a really heavy, heavy show. The next day, I got about 8 texts. I got about 4 or 5 personal calls. Please bring them back. Well, they're here starting next month, every second Saturday and starting in the month of March, all right? And Karen, Ms. Karen, Minister Deborah, and Jade, who I spoke to earlier, they will be with me, all right? They're part of the traveling caravan here, all right? When I have podcast number 2, the day to be determined. But in the meantime, I'm going to let Karen give you guys a little preview of what's to come. So, Ms. Karen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Well, hello, Ms. Karen. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Forrest. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sounding lovely as ever. My dear, you have the podcast audience's attention. What would you like to tell them, my dear?
Well, I just wanted to, first of all, thank all of you all for listening. It was our first time, but we were very excited about the information that we were bringing to you all. We thought that it would be helpful. And I just want to say that we were so grateful that we were so well received. But because we ran a little longer than we planned, we were not able to do what we planned to do, and that was to talk about how to remove yourself from a narcissistic relationship and how to heal after having been through such a relationship. And like I said before, we cannot diagnose someone as being a narcissist. So basically we're talking about a toxic relationship. If you've been in a toxic relationship and you're trying to get out of it, we're going to give you some strategies to get out and some strategies on how to heal after being through such a relationship. So we're really excited about coming to you all with this. I heard Forrest say something about, what was it you were saying, Forrest, about? Sex trafficking was nothing that we talked about, but the other one. What did you say earlier, Forrest?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. I was talking so highly.
Molestation.
What was it near, Karen? I'm sorry.
Molestation.
Oh, yeah, molestation. Yeah, rape. And I was talking about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now molestation was something the ladies and I were thinking about touching, but we wanted to make sure, play on words, but we wanted to make sure that since we are not therapists, we're not, some of us are licensed, but we're not therapists, we want to get a psychologist or psychiatrist or someone that can help us, because one of the things that we have always said that we're not going to bring up a touchy subject without being able to help our listeners heal through that. We want to be able to effectively have a plan to be able to heal after we've talked about it. Because sometimes when you talk about things, it brings up so much, and then we're never going to leave you raw, okay? So mm-hmm. That was the thing that we needed to do before we touch on such a subject such as that. But okay. Like I said, we're excited. We're preparing so that we can bring you a solid product, and we're just looking forward to being with the podcast family every second Saturday.
All right. Well, Ms. Karen, before you go, I just want to say, now, family, you see what I'm talking about? Because, first of all, I call myself a PhD of common sense. I don't study the history as much as I should, but every now and then I take time out to do it. Brother Rashad has a library at his house. Brother Leon in Atlantic City has a mini library at his house that he's building, all right? The reason why I said mini as opposed to a big library is because Rashad's been doing it just a little longer, all right? So only thing I'm saying is we try to bring to you the scholarly. When Leon talks, he tries to bring, well, he will, because anybody who brings it is always, you always point to a source of reference or where you got your information from. I make sure that anybody I bring on this podcast, okay, you see, you heard what Ms. Karen just said. She just, wait a minute, somebody has to mute yourself. There's noise in the background. Okay, just mute your phone if you got to make noise. Sounds like somebody was scratching, didn't it? But anyway, gold bond powder, y'all, whoever that was. But let me say this to you, okay? When you listen to anybody I bring, I always ask them, when you come on, all right, please have a reference or have a source of where you're getting information from, because people need to know this. If I'm telling my podcast audience to have pen and pad ready, they have to have a referral for what the person is speaking about. All right? You're not going to have somebody just talking about this, and then they can't be able to give you their source of referral. You heard Ms. Karen say she wants to talk to the psychologist. Okay? That's how you do it. That's her source, her reference, and she'll be able to bring it to you. Okay, so on that note, family, I just want to say to Ms. Karen, thank you for coming on, giving people a preview. And ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, pass the word along, because we'll have it on my Facebook page, all right, the itinerary of the people to come on the second Saturday of next month. But then again, I'm going to remind you before the end of this show, and I'm going to remind you next week, okay? So, Ms. Karen, you stay beautiful.
Yeah.
You kick up and listen to the rest of the show if you have time, because I know you have some heads to do over there. And we will talk to Ms. Karen, by the way, is out of Houston, Texas. And in case for you old school people, just listen up, young people. Just take something from, like I said, the OGs. If I'm not mistaken, I believe that's the home of Archie Bell and the Drells. Back in the day when we was playing. Yeah, back in the day when we was playing basketball, we used to sing that song, Tighten Up. Okay, cool, Tighten Up. So, yep, and I'm sure, wait a minute, isn't Beyonce from Houston?
Yes, she is.
See, there you go, all right? Just like, hey, I can name people from North, So, hey, Sarah Vaughan, the jazz singer. You got Savion Glover, the lady who played Gina on Martin. That's right, y'all. You didn't know that? The lead singer in Juicy Fruit, I forgot her name, but she used to go to a friend of mine named Larry Ham. We had him on here, People's Organization for Progress. She's from North. She went to Arch High, okay? And also the guy that played on Good Times, the father, John Amos, he was from East Orange, New Jersey, which is right next door. So we got a lot of celebrities that came out of Newark now, y'all. Don't get it twisted now. But anyway, I always like to go reminisce because, like I said, see, as OGs, we can lean back and enjoy and just, you know, you can smile. I want the same thing for young people. It's all about young people right now. They can't smile at nothing. If you want to lean back, close your eyes and smile because somebody got shot and you witness it, something's wrong there. We got a lot of work to do, family, a lot of work, okay? So with that being said, Ms. Karen, you go ahead and relax. And ladies and gentlemen, she's going to bring her scholarly work along with Minister, it's Minister Deborah, right, Karen?
That's correct.
Okay. And spiritual Jada, all right?
Yes.
She's in the spiritual realm of the Space for Grace, ladies. So, Karen, you just go ahead and kick back, and I'm going to see right now if our guest is almost ready to bring this H2O2 food-grade peroxide science to us. So you take care, and once again, thank you. You know, Karen, you and I will be in contact, so you take care and relax.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen, for coming on. Okay. Now, hold on for a minute, family. Just want to check, time check. Hold on. Wow, 7:26. Time is flowing so fast. But I just want to say this real fast, all right? Because this really bugged me. Okay, well, I'm not going to talk about the war from Russia and none of that stuff. It's crazy, man. But it's crazy. Every administration has had a war. It's crazy because somebody's got to make money. I just got to say that it's crazy. You know, got to start a war, stick your nose in somebody's business. You wonder why there's terrorism. Okay. And then you lie to send other people to their death because you don't tell them, it's for the democracy. No, it ain't. It's for somebody to stuff a damn dollar in their pocket because they're trying to make money, bombs and all that stuff, going after the wrong people. How come they don't go after the Saudis? Huh? How come this country don't go after the Saudis? 16 and 19 hijackers from 2011, all right, 2000, whatever it was, all right? You know what I'm talking about, the Twin Towers. How come they ain't going after that country? Huh? They had 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi. They were Saudis. But you know what? What did Trump say when he was? And I don't believe it. Don't get it miscombobulated, family. I don't believe anything that came out that man's mouth. Okay, if he told two truths, it was 20,000 lies. We already know that. All right, he's a pathological liar. Right, but one thing he did say that was the truth that I gotta agree with. He got on there and said, "Well, if we don't sell the Saudis bombs, guess what? Then that means that we'll have to. Then China will. They'll get them from China or Russia." See, once again, family, corporate. It's all corporatized. It's corrupt. It's corrupt, okay? They don't care nothing about us. But this is what I really want to say before we get to our guest. How is it that a lady now, who's a trainer in the academy, mistakes her firearm for a taser? Huh? And then she's hollering, taser, taser. Now, see, I'm wondering if she really knew she had a hand on that gun. But she's saying taser, taser, because she knows she has that camera on her shoulder. Shoots the boy, kills him in the chest. Once again, don't shoot him in the leg or shoot him in the calf. Shoot him in the chest. That's what he shot. One shot, killed the boy. Okay? Then in the courtroom, you got a judge crying. Oh, she really. Now, you know what? I really believe now that they're taking courses to, you know, seem like they're really crying, okay? Those crocodile-ass tears, okay? The judge is crying for the defense. Are you kidding me? Oh, boy, I tell you, man, it's just hypocrisy. Now, I felt so bad for the mother because I saw in the interview, and, of course, they didn't put that on mainstream. I keep telling y'all have to know where to go for news, okay? Alternative, I tell y'all, P as in Paul, R as in run, N as in never, PRN.com. You can scroll on that. You can scroll all day. They got videos and everything up there. Look at them. Then you use your common sense. I'm the PhD of common sense, all right? If I don't know something historically, I'm going to tell you. I try to be a sponge on this podcast. Teach me something, okay? Teach me, but I know that I can't be bamboozled. I can't be had. I can't be hoodwinked. Not because I had street knowledge, because I'm from North. Everybody knows about North, okay? I didn't do anything really bad to somebody. I might have done something in the past that if I could go back, I would, you know, tweak it a little. We all guilty of that. We all had our past, but nothing that brought real bad harm on anybody, you know. But anyway, it's all about harmony now. But like I said, they gave that lady 2 years. With time, sir, she did 2 months. Wow. She's probably home. She probably got a Domino's pizza with an ankle bracelet on if they gave that to her. They probably got a patrol car in front of the house so nobody will bother her, you know. Hey, family, the bottom line is, okay, justice still has a – and what did the judge say? Justice still has a long way to go, right? Yeah. How long we got to keep hearing that? They were saying that going back to Dr. King, even before Dr. King. Why do we keep settling for this crap? It's a bunch of crap. It's a bunch of malarkey, okay? Has to be some action. And when I say action, I'm not advocating violence whatsoever. I'm not a violent person. But y'all, come on now. We got to do better, family. But in the meantime, now it's showtime. And I'm going to bring on my first guest. Jay is our guest in.
I'm here.
Oh, Kevin, my man. All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Sure. Yes, sir. All right. So,
I'm here.
What
are
you saying, Kevin?
Can you get me okay?
Huh?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Very loud and clear. We have a good technician.
Oh, fantastic.
All right.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Without
Great
further
show.
Ado, I'm going to bring you in. Well, John, before, oh, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm talking about John Moreau. We had him on for, he wanted to go 3 hours last week. I'm sorry. Kevin, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Kevin McMurrow. If I pronounce his last name wrong, he'll correct me. But he's going to give you his bio, and he's going to give you the science on H2O2, which is food grade peroxide. So with that being said, Brother Kevin, you have the floor. Go right ahead.
All right, Boris. Well, thank you for your show and your family here. Sounds like a great, great group. You're reaching a lot of good people with a lot of good word. Heard some of the last speaker. So thank you for that. Thank you for what you're doing. You know, you say we got to stand up. We got to take some action. Well, you're doing it, brother. Thank you very much, Boris. So, yeah, H2O2, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, is what we do. The company's been around for 35 years, our Oxygen Wellness brand, which you can find at any health food store locally. We have the 3% food grade, a 12% food grade, and the 35% full strength. Okay, so you gotta know what you're doing with the full strength, but it goes a lot farther once you start hearing all the different uses for it. You'll see the value in getting a higher concentration, but you need to be careful on how you dilute it and store it. Where do you want me to start, Forrest?
Well, no. Listen, you go right ahead and say what you need to say about the
okay.
food grade peroxide, and also,
okay.
like I told you, it was a manual when I first started dealing with you about how it helps with cancer. So I'll let you take it from there.
Are we allowed to talk about cancer?
Yeah, well, that might be
okay.
my herbalist, Brother Rashad, is up here. He'll tell you he talked about cancer prevention. We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Kevin. Kevin,
yes.
You can talk about any disease, and if hydrogen peroxide helps it, please share it with us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, that's an easy answer, really. H2O2 is simply water, H2O, with an extra atom of oxygen, and that extra atom of oxygen will break off the hydrogen peroxide rather quickly when taken orally. So that's one way to do it, is put drops in a glass of water, 6-8 ounces of water, and drink that 2 or 3 times a day. And that helps to oxygenate the body and bring in more oxygen, which, of course, is not friendly to cancer or other anaerobic bacteria. So it's going to help cleanse the body from viruses, bacteria, fungus, parasites. Okay. And the that's an interesting thing. There's actually science that shows our own gut bacteria produce hydrogen peroxide as a first line of defense. So hydrogen peroxide is actually produced in the body in small amounts to help cleanse as we eat different stuff that's not quite perfect. You know, even organic produce, for example, I'm on the West Coast. We have quite a bit of organic produce, but, you know, in the last 4 or 5 years, I've noticed there have been recalls on strawberries or different produce because of a bacteria. And this is on organic produce, okay? Okay, so even organic will, you know, can be susceptible to getting some of the handling bacteria on it. So that's a good reason also to rinse your vegetables, your fruit, with hydrogen peroxide. You can do that with the 3% spray and just spray it on there. Let it set for a few minutes, 5 minutes, rinse it off. Okay, so the 3% is a great disinfectant for veggies. You can soak your, you can soak it in a bowl with vegetables or fruit, even your meat, the fish that tends to spoil quickly can be soaked in a light solution of hydrogen peroxide to help that store in the refrigerator last longer. But on the inside in the body is what we're talking about. Increasing that supply of oxygen, then the hydrogen peroxide to help knock off. And really what's going on here is it's cleansing. It's a detox cleansing program, taking a little bit of water, 8 ounces with a drops of the hydrogen peroxide. There is a way to do it. There's directions available. Whether you have the 3% or the 12% or the full strength, you know, you'll want to use appropriate drops in a glass of water. And essentially, it's a really a tiny, tiny amount of H2O2 by the time you drink it. And what this does and why it has such a wide range of benefit is it's cleaning house. You know how do you maybe do a spring cleaning every year to help freshen your house, you know. Same thing with the body. So if we can do a cleanse, clean house, get rid of a good majority of the bad bugs, so to speak, because we all, nowadays, we're walking around with a low-grade infection, if you want to call it, you know, due to the viruses, the flu, the colds, the, you know, everything we're dealing with. Stress is a big thing that knocks our immune system down. So cleanse house, clean the house, clean the body. That allows the immune system to ramp up and start taking care of other business that it needs to take care of instead of being bogged down with all the little microbes, all the little mini bugs running around. Our immune system can go after the cancer, the heart disease, the arthritis, the diabetes, asthma, pneumonia. So that's why that's where hydrogen peroxide, you know, it doesn't cure anything. It's cleaning the house, cleaning the body, so that the body can do what it was created to do, and that's to function optimally and repair, regenerate, and renew itself, okay? Given that it is getting the proper nutrition, okay, exercise, good nutrition, sleep, good sleep, and there's also the emotional, spiritual aspect of it, which has to be, you know, taken care of too. So with all those in mind, we will have a strong immune system that can deal with cancer or whatever the dis-ease. It's dis-ease is what it is. Our body's in a dis-ease situation.
Kevin.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. May I ask you, what's the best way to take hydrogen peroxide?
Well, internally is one of the best ways, and that's cleansing internally. And there's a schedule where you start out with a little bit and increase it gradually over, you know, weeks, so that after a couple, 3 months, you've gone through and did a good cleanse. But there's other modes to take. You can take a bath in 35%, 2 or 3, 4 ounces in a bath is great, a great remedy for, you know, arthritis pains, skin conditions, and it does get in the system that way as well. It's very gentle for young children to take a bath, especially with the cold or flu, and they will see relief from that. And that's the bathtub. While I'm touching on the external, it's the ears can be infected as well, ear infections. But taking a 3% and dropping in some drops in the ear canal, you lay on your side, pour some in one ear, let it bubble for 5 minutes, and then you flip over on cowl so it'll drain while you're doing the other ear, the other side, for 5 minutes. And just a few times with that will take out most of the ear infections, and on children as well. And then hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, 3%, is really the only thing that ear doctors recommend to cleanse the ear canal. They do not want you sticking anything bigger than your thumb in your ear. but that's the benefit on the outside. Back to the internal, yeah, consuming it. There's also, you know, believe it or not, intravenous. And that's highly effective, intravenous H2O2. And then there's nebulized. And that's hit the last couple of years with the whole COVID flu stuff. People are using that for prevention. But just the small amount, Dr. McCullough and Dr. Brownstein, he's the eye dying doctor. But they have really hit on something good with nebulizing food-grade hydrogen peroxide, and that is inhaling it into your lungs through your mouth, okay? You can't inhale it through your nose. You just want to make sure it's a low enough potency for your mucous membranes, and there's directions for that. But, yeah, that's a nice way to deliver it to the lung areas, or any kind of breathing challenge. But back to your question, yeah, internally. Internally is the best, most common method. And it's safe, done correctly. It's fine, it's safe. The worst symptom, because I know most people aren't familiar with taking an internally food-grade hydrogen peroxide, but diluted safely with water, it's fine. The worst symptom that people ever have is nausea, or they'll feel queasy in the stomach. If that ever happens, you just simply drink more water, and remember to not to dilute it more next time with water.
So, Kevin, yes. I remember doing a little research on hydrogen peroxide, and they said when you start taking it, use it by the drop, not by the spoonful in the beginning. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're putting it you put the H2O2 in the dropper bottle, or use an eyedropper to measure it out. You're using that, but you're dropping it into a glass of water, okay?
Okay.
You don't want to put it directly into your mouth. The only thing you'd use – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you.
Okay. So, yeah,
Kevin, hold on for 1 minute before you answer that. Now, there's a noise coming from somebody's background. Please mute your phone. Now, there's only 3 other people that are muted. unmuted. So please, if you're scuffling or ruffling, playing with papers in the background, we're trying to make it clear for the podcast audience to hear the question that Rashad is answering and what Kevin is answering. All right, so please put yourself on mute. When you finish playing with the papers or whatever you're doing over there, all right, then you can unmute yourself. We need silence as much as possible in the background, y'all. Okay, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go right ahead.
Oh, no problem. That could have been me, too. I got some papers I'm flipping through.
Oh, that's you, Kevin. Oh, okay.
It may be.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Go ahead. Because I hear something ruffling. I'm like, okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, man. Let's see. Where were we? Okay, internally, by the drops, in a glass of water. So you're looking at, you know, 8 ounces of water, putting your drops in, you know, starting with 3 drops of the 35%, okay? And then the schedule is you work up, you know, you do 3 drops for a week, you know, doing that twice a day. You do it on empty stomach first thing in the morning, like a half hour before a meal or any other supplements, or about 2 hours after a meal, okay? And that's the internal program, going from 3 drops your first week, twice a day, you know, morning and night is fine. We try to keep it simple so people can actually do it. We used to have a program 3 times a day, but then it gets a little complicated. So twice a day is good. Go from 3 to 5 drops, then the 10 drops on up to 20. Okay.
And
then
Kevin,
you hang out at, yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead and finish. I thought you were done. Go ahead.
Well, just saying that 20-drop level, you're taking it, you know, twice a day and staying there for a week, a month, a couple months, depending upon the condition the person wants to see some results with. Based on their own symptoms, they're going to start feeling better and then they can start tapering back down. Okay, and that's an individual sense on how you're doing with your own body. But initially, within the first week, you know, you should start sensing some improved breathing, easier breathing, more mental clarity, less brain fog, you know. More energy. And those are some symptoms that your benefits your body's sensing. Oh, this is something good I'm working with. Okay, and then by the second, third week, when you get up there and it drops, there could be a cleansing response. We all know what that is: pains or a runny nose or something like that. It is the body cleansing, and that's normal.
Okay, so, Kevin. Now, I just want to say one more thing, but I have two little stories I want to tell you after I finish mentioning this. Also, skin absorption. I heard that's one of the safest ways to take the H2O2 is through the skin. You're not taking as much, but I heard it was effective, not as effective as taking it orally. What do you think about that?
Yeah, sure. Definitely it'll get in through the skin. You know, depends on the condition. If it's a life-threatening situation, then of course you want to do a more aggressive approach of internally. And even intravenous, if there's a doctor nearby, there's doctors that'll do intravenous hydrogen peroxide. And that's a very quick way to get it in the system.
Right, and I just wanted to follow up with a couple of stories. I had a friend, and this is going back some years. His brother had developed AIDS. So he got to the point he was actually on his deathbed. So the gentleman went and got some hydrogen peroxide because, you know, everything else that they tried to treat him with failed.
Okay.
Hydrogen peroxide, and started giving him a little spoonful every day. And within a couple of weeks, he was back to normal. I mean, he was back to normal, back to work and everything, just from taking the hydrogen peroxide. He saved his brother. He saved his brother. And another thing, there was a gentleman that came to me. He said he had prostate cancer. So I told him about the hydrogen peroxide baths, and you had mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to put some in the bath when he takes the bath and sit in the bathtub with it. And he called me about maybe 2 months later, and he said that the cancer disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wow, that's great. You know, because, you know, cancer can't live in oxygen, so evidently it just cured him. He told me he was good to go. So, you know, the stuff is very effective. That's one thing about H2O2. It's very, very effective. So, you know, listening audience, you should take heed in case you have a family member or yourself who may be infirmed with something. And but oxygen, the body needs oxygen. The brain needs oxygen. It all needs oxygen. So this is very important information that Brother Kevin is sharing with you all. So I just wanted to share that with you, Kevin, because it was awesome, you know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's stories like that all the time. You can still see some on YouTube on the YouTube search, been hydrogen peroxide in a certain condition, and it hasn't been censored off yet, all of them. So there's a lot of good stories on there. All of those. We had a lady that would buy a bunch. She'd go to she was from Africa, malaria and AIDS. So she was helping family back there. Had another guy from India taking it there. It's just cheap and it's effective. It can help a lot of people with one bottle, right? It goes a long ways. Just spoke with a woman last week. She was using our Oxy Plus product, which is a black cherry strawberry flavored with aloe vera. It's already mixed, diluted down to a safe level to take by the ounce or half ounce. And she was taking that 2 or 3 times a day for some other things she was dealing with. And her toenails started clearing up. I mean, her fingernails. She had 5 out of 10 fingernails. The nail beds were coming off the finger from fungus.
Mm.
So 2 weeks, 3 weeks into this, she noticed this was clearing up. So a real happy side benefit for her. She was dealing with some other challenges, but that's just signs, you know, it's your body's needing it and it's working.
You know what? Also, I, you know, because I'm into food science and all that, and I remember reading that you can find hydrogen peroxide in fresh fruits and vegetables. And some is, you know, from rain, and some is manufactured, you know, in the photosynthesis process. So we eat a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, like in their raw state. We can get some of this healing oxygen into our bodies also. It may not be as, you know, potent as taking it straight H2O2, but it is in the fresh fruits and vegetables. And there's a lot of science. It gets in our rain and snow, you know, from the ozone layer, from the Earth's atmosphere, you know, high in the Earth's atmosphere, you know. So that's something. That's why I always suggest people eat plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables in their raw state, so there's healing in there. And I always tell people there's water in there too, okay, because most of your fruits and vegetables are loaded with water.
And that's another way to get water into your system. But I just wanted to share that with you, with the whole listening audience that, yeah, if you eat some fruits and vegetables, you can get some O2 into your system, you know. But like you were talking about, when you have especially some serious ailments, diseases, yeah, you need to take that extra H2O2, like you were saying, suggested, in order to help heal or maybe even reverse whatever condition you have. So, yeah, that's good information. Good information. But go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah.
Give us more, man. Give us more.
Well, you were touching on nature, so it is found in nature. Some of the famous healing pools, Lord's Pool and different pools around the world, were found to have high levels of H2O2.
Well,
and, I don't know if you remember Willard water. Ever hear about Willard water?
I used to take Willard water years ago. I remember I used to order it on Willard water. I haven't had it in years, but I remember that. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was hydrogen peroxide in it. But
yeah.
One of the most interesting things is the mother's breast milk. So it's another reason why women should breastfeed their babies. And that has naturally formed hydrogen peroxide in it.
Especially the colostrum,
okay.
The breast milk.
Yeah.
That's
where
you find most of it at, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right about that. Breastfeeding is important, ladies. That's the best
that's
way
right.
to feed your child. Get that fresh milk, the real milk, not cow's milk. That's for cows.
Yeah.
Breast milk, and not that Similac that's lacking everything. Okay, so keep that in mind, listeners, ladies out there. Breast milk is the best milk for your child.
Michelle, remember also something just came out about Similac and cow's milk where they were saying it was contaminated. They were doing recalls on Similac, remember?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
They had a recall.
Yeah.
And see, this is man-made stuff. Man-made stuff, you can't trust any. You know, nature gives you everything in balance. And I'm not talking about no GMOs. I'm talking about real natural fruits, vegetables, whatever's being grown in the earth naturally, the way God created it, okay, that's always balanced perfectly. But when man takes and manipulates everything and starts genetically engineering everything, now you have a problem. Now you
mm-hmm.
have a problem. So, and then when you make all these chemical concoctions and you want to feed it to the child, especially Similac, you know, because it's made from soy, and that's had an effect on young children with their hormones and stuff. So it's a lot there, but always stick to nature if you want the best health. Stick with nature. That's all I can say.
Also, Kevin, I just want to let you know, family, that was Brother Rashad. He'll be on with his But he has to say to you a little later on in the program, he has something very, very interesting to mention to you guys out there. Also, Kevin, I just want to mention, I just got informed by my technician, he pulled me backstage, that my man is on Carl Wagner. Carl, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. We can hear you very clear. Carl, I want to introduce you to Kevin. Kevin, this is Carl. Hey, Kevin, I had Carl on the show. And he's going to give you a quick bio of what he represents. He deals with people that have are having cancer situations. So, Kevin, this is Carl. Carl, this is Kevin. That's a tongue twister right there. Carl, Kevin, Kevin, Carl. okay, but Carl, introduce yourself. Go ahead.
So, Kevin, nice to meet you. I'm the CEO of BeatCancer.org. Our official name is Center for Advancement in Cancer Education. We're a 40-year-old nonprofit, and what we've been doing is working with people that have cancer or would like to prevent cancer with natural ways of dealing with cancer. So for 40 years, we've been counseling people, typically that have cancer, or doctors that are working with people that have cancer, and helping them find ways to build up their immune systems. So it's very interesting. I'm listening to your the people talk to you about your product, and it made me remember something I saw where they're using hydrogen peroxide at very, very locally, like pinpointed, almost injected into cancer cells in a person's body, and actually wiping it out. So that's I forget what who the scientist was that was doing that, but I found it interesting that you have a product that's doing basically the same thing.
Yeah, wow, that's fantastic. If you could pinpoint it like that and get to the tumor, that would be great. But we know that cancer cells are throughout the body too, and the body needs that immune support, and that's kind of where taking it internally is very beneficial too, to do that. Or intravenous. Have you heard of that, Carl?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and
I
think for the most part, people have cancer cells in general, all of us. And we're told that it's a matter of genetics, but it's really not, you know, because the epigenetic side, the side that we're talking about, your side and our side, especially with diet, you can have those cells or genes or that potential, but never turn it on. So you can actually stave it off by just being good with your diet or taking things that make it hard for cancer to thrive in your body. But most people, and Forrest will attest to this, is that people eat really bad, and they eat in a way that's conducive for cancer growth. But really, you could turn it around, even if you have the genes for it.
Right. I agree with that, Carl. You know, that's one of the tricks of the industry. I call it an industry or complex. the healthcare complex. You know, that's unfortunately, it's just really a hope stealing paradigm where they just your family had it, or we found cancer back, you know, two generations or whatever, and you're sure to have it too. No, that's not the truth. So everyone may have some, we're all dealing with something, right? But we also have a strong immune system, innate ability to heal and repair and regenerate. Like you're saying, Carl, we want to turn those mechanisms on, keep those on, and don't worry about the negative, the cancer and all that other switches, as long as we're taking care of enjoying life, eating right, exercising. There's a lot of components to good health, but we take care of ourselves and our body will take care of us.
Yep, absolutely. There's definitely a mind-body-spirit experience to it. And, a lot of times people are told they have cancer and the doctors give them a certain amount of time, let's just say 6 months. And it gets into people's heads, and they die right on time. It's amazing. Like, doctors are good, but they're not psychic. And like you were saying about people taking care of themselves, there's a number of studies, but one that Susan, our founder, used to cite, where people had adopted children, and both children got cancer. They had zero genetic similarities, so it didn't run in the family as far as the genes. But what did run in the family was their eating habits, how they dealt with problems, where they did, were they strong spiritually. I mean, all of that plays into it. So it's more of a nurture versus nature thing.
There you go. Nurture, not nature. So, yeah, lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't want to hog up your whole podcast, but, yeah, do you have anything else you want me to talk about?
Well, no. Basically, that's why I brought you on, because I know you're dealing with people that that have cancer issues. And like I said, when I first got introduced to, not personally, when I saw his product, I never knew Kevin, who Kevin was. And then I did a little research. I took the label off the bottle, and I called him direct about 10 years ago. And he sent me another bottle with a script in it, and I still remember. In fact, I still believe I got it here somewhere. It said cancer and H2O2. So Carl, that's why I brought you on, because I know you deal with people that have cancer. And I know to a degree that you probably have your hands tied, because if you start espousing, maybe I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, correct me. But I know if you start speaking truth to power, I know they're going to come after you and put a target on you if you represent some type of organization, and they're going to try to shame you and character assassinate you. So that's why I brought you on, so that this way, because the young lady you were telling me about down in Texas, you know, John and Kevin, I met Carl through John, who I'm a distributor for, is green tea. And they send green tea down there because, you know, it has health benefits too when it comes to cancer. See, it's like many pieces to the puzzle. I'm sure both of you guys would agree, and I'm sure Rochelle will co-sign this. There's many pieces to, and Brother Leon over there. Well, you know, it's many pieces to the puzzle. And if there's something, the reason why I asked Carl to come on tonight, Kevin, is because maybe, just maybe, he might say, hey, come over here between me and you. Maybe he has a rapport with certain people he knows that have cancer. Hey, listen, you know, here's a friend of mine named Kevin, a guy I just met, you know, go to the health food store and get his, you know, food-grade peroxide. Don't go to Walgreens. In fact, I want to ask Kevin, what's the difference between Walgreens peroxide and, because I know they have a certain amount of aqueous in them, if I'm saying that correctly, all right?
Yeah.
Because I have the highest you can get. I got the 32%, I think it is, all right? But I've been doing
35.
This off and on 35. For years. 35, that's what I got, because Rashad picked it up for me, and the brother met me over here and brought it to me, and I thank him for that. But I take the drops, and I every now and then I take it, because I do. I eat clean. I do a lot of juicing. I do my herbal teas. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't eat meat. I've been a vegan now. This August coming up will make 10 years. All right? I'm never going back to flesh food. Okay. So with that being said, right? That's why I brought you two guys together, because maybe, just maybe, there might be another piece you could put in the puzzle where you guys and get to know each other. And hey, that's what this podcast is all about. It doesn't have to do with ethnicity, has nothing to do with race, has nothing. It's putting each other down with information. And I'm going to say this to everybody, not in my podcast, but to my guests. And I got the chutzpah, as my man would say, to say it. All right? If I find you to be other than what you claim to be, well, then there's no need for me to bring you on the podcast. But Kevin, I've talked to you. And I've talked to Carl, and I get a good spirit from you guys. And I used to promote in my town. I was always a good surveyor and feeler of people. I was just blessed with that, what we call it, you guys were talking about, the innate system and different things that, you know, we're dealing with the immune system and just your sense of spirituality, all right? Then that's why I brought you guys on, because I know you have, to me, all right? And if I'm wrong, well, hey. I'm the one that has to apologize to my podcast audience, but I feel that what you guys are putting out here is for better health, to help people, and that's why I started this podcast, to give back, because I'm 64. My physical age is 64. My chronological is 25. I exercise every day. I feel good. And that guy that ran around in my old high school hallway joking and having fun is still in me. And it's not going to leave me until I make the transition to the Most High. So that's why I'm asking you guys to come on. So now you call. This is Kevin, call. If you guys want to exchange numbers, get to know each other. Hey, I need some of that peroxide down here. Like, hey, I need this over here. That's what we do, all right? So let's transcend.
Yeah.
And like
absolutely.
I said, Carl, what I'll do is, Carl, if you want to give Kevin, you know, you like the rest of my podcast, so even though you're my guest, pen and pad, if you want to take down Carl's number and vice versa, you guys exchange information, because we got to bring Rashad on soon.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and send that information over. And definitely, Kevin, we have some things to talk about. I have a bunch of coaches, and definitely I want to introduce you to people.
Okay, right on. Yeah, you bet, Carl. And likewise, it's
Anybody got a pen and pencil handy? I don't mind. Listen, if I got you, I'll just text information to both of y'all. It's no problem.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I'll do that for
yeah,
both of
whatever.
You, because he's my guest. And Carl, hey, y'all, Carl was supposed to be on last week. Let's get on him. But, no, that's why he came on tonight. He got a little preoccupied. This is my man. We got to bring him back in the month of April to give us an update on his organization. And, of course, we're going to have Brother Kevin back. Because between, hey, listen, family, Kevin was a little nervous about coming on. He was like, I think I'm ready. I said, nah, I'm going to go ahead. Get you back. I don't endorse it. I told him I was just joking. Get a Red Bull and get on here. I don't want to hear that because you got something to offer people, you know. Get him amped up on that caffeine. Next thing you know, like, what happened to him? He's snoring in the background. But other than that, yeah. So, like I said, I'll text you guys the information, and I just hope you can help one another, okay? And you guys are helping us, okay, by coming on here and sharing your information with people who don't know, all right? Because we can't point an accusatory finger when people don't know, and that's why I'm doing this podcast. And Carl, I want to thank you for coming on. I appreciate you. You got your son, right, Carl?
We just got home. I had to pick up my son. That's what I was doing when we were talking.
Right. I remember you said that. And thank you. Once again, Carl, I really appreciate you, man, for coming on. And Kevin, my podcast audience is listening. If you want to, you can dish out your information. Before I go, I also have – Karen, are you still there?
I'm here.
No, I'm saying Karen.
Brother Carl.
Yeah, I'm still
here.
No, I'm gonna get to you, Joe. I'm gonna get to you, Leon. Give me 1 minute. Hey, Leon, I know you're not trying to jump over the lady. Hold on. Karen, is there anything that you would like to say to Brother Kevin before we go? Or any questions?
No, he answered all my questions.
Okay. All right, now, we got last person to come on. Well, he's always first and last, but this is my man. Leon, go right ahead. If you want to address Mr. Kevin, go right ahead.
I just want to thank both of those brothers for coming on and giving information that they provided. You know, you're right. We do need a lot of these information. I had some questions that I wanted to ask the first gentleman that was talking, that's selling the product. I know that I heard you say that this is not a cure. I heard you say that. Am I correct? I want to make sure I'm correct before
yes.
I keep moving on.
Right on.
Okay.
Right on.
I know that we're supposed to have an alkaline body. Nothing can live inside of our bodies if we turn it into alkaline. We have to get rid of the yeast, the mucus, and the inflammation in order to turn our bodies into an alkaline body. My question to you is that product, will that product get rid of those three things that I just mentioned?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you bet. A yeast infection
okay.
or any kind of candida, it's an alkalinizing stable or neutral food grade hydrogen peroxide. It's not going to swing at acid. But it does help the body maintain alkalinity. It's not going to swing at alkaline, you know, like what's a good food to swing at alkaline is fresh squeezed lemon, you know, citric
okay.
acid. But in the body, it's a powerful alkalinizer. But yeah, with the H2O2, that'll maintain that.
Okay. And you can get that at the health food store. You said you can get that. It's best to get it from the health food store?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll get you that information, Leon, if need be, brother. You got another question for Kev?
No, that's basically, I just wanted to just thank him for coming on and sharing that information. I just wanted to know if that product did help get rid of those three things to help our bodies turn into alkaline body, and it is the information that he's providing is right, because if we heal our body and let it do what it's supposed to do, our body will heal itself.
Sure, indeed.
It will definitely heal itself if we just do what we're supposed to do. Most of us don't, but
right.
if we do, we're given a better chance. I just wanted to say thanks for coming on and sharing the information to both of those guys.
Yes, thank you, Leon.
Sure,
he's on my panel, by the way, Kevin. Now, Kevin, before you go, okay.
Of course.
Jay,
don't let him go yet.
Okay, good. No, I was going to say, before we let him go, go ahead. What are you going to say, Brother Rashad?
Okay, I wanted to ask him. So, Kevin, have you ever heard of hydrogen peroxide gel?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, because
I
read some years ago how the gel itself was great for arthritis,
mm-hmm.
and it would, you know, actually relieve pain of the arthritis, and so mm-hmm. this is something I just wanted to mention, and I want to know if they still sell that gel. Do you know if they do, or
I haven't seen it around for years. You can make your own with some aloe vera gel, works good. And just, you know, 3% hydrogen peroxide, maybe even spray that on topically and then put the gel on kind of like the aloe vera and just kind of let that seal it in. So it'll go and penetrate. So that's a good way to do it. You can also soak a towel or a white cotton flannel-like cloth and soak that in 3% and wrap that around a knee or a joint that's inflamed. Take a bath in it if it's a whole body thing feet, you know, take care of the athlete's foot and fungus, but also, arthritis or any pain like that, H2O2 is great for that. I would incorporate also internally.
Go
ahead. Well, I'm just saying it. I would incorporate also internal drops, you know, taking it in the water, glass of water with drops. Because it's something inside, right? You know, eczemas on the skin, you know, facial or skin breakouts, you know, that's because it's inside, something inside trying to get out. Arthritis is some sort of itis, inflammation inside that's affecting the joints or whatever. So that, you know, you can relieve some of the pain topically. That'll help the pain. But are we getting to the source and helping to really improve our lifestyle? You know, taking it internally would be good.
Oh, okay.
You know, good, brother.
I'm
sorry. Good.
Yeah, I was aware about, you know, mixing it with aloe vera juice. I remember someone shared that with me a few years ago, that you can put it in there and shake it, you know, make it that H2O solution and massage it into your body, into your skin, like maybe twice a day. Mm-hmm. And it worked pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned lemons because, like Leon was saying, also fresh lemon juice alkalizes the body. And I always suggest to people every morning have you some fresh lemon juice with water, and that's a good way to start the day. I do it every day myself, and it keeps me energized all day, and it keeps the body alkaline. So you can't go wrong with lemons. Lemons is like probably one of the most powerful fruits on the planet, and the only one that looks like the sun. that's a clue right there that this thing is powerful.
Yeah.
Well,
it's really a potent food for the liver, too.
Yes, of course. Yeah, it's a great detoxifier. I know that. And also, yeah, there's a lot about the liver that it does. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I know for sure, when I first got the peroxide, I experienced breakouts, not with the pus type of breakout, but little bumps. I was like, wow, and I just heard Kevin say that's a side effect of you taking that, but it's something in your body trying to get out. After a while, it just clears right up. So, podcast audience, mm-hmm. When you get the information from Kevin, you go to the health food store and get the food-grade peroxide. That might be a side effect All right? Don't get nervous. All right? It's something that's in you that's trying to get out of you. By the way, Jay, do we have any callers for Kevin? Any questions? You might have some questions for Kevin. Hold on for 1 minute, Kevin. We might have somebody want to ask a question that's in the audience.
Okay.
Hit the number one button. Hit the love button, y'all, if you need to ask Kevin a question about the food-grade peroxide.
Bring on the love.
Hello?
I don't know. I'm waiting.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to check. Jay, we got anybody hitting number one button?
Oh, 1 second.
Okay.
No, not at this time.
Not at this time? Okay. They're just listening right now. All right, so you know what? With that being said, Kevin, you want to give out the information? They're listening tonight because it's certain topics that we have. They call them like a tidal wave, but I guess they took a lot of notes because we always tell the people in the audience to make sure they have their pen and pad, so they'll probably pick up. They will. I know some of them will because I'll get texts and calls later. All right. It's like we had John Marone last week. He got a lot of calls, you know, pertaining to eye health, you know. But, Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to text you Carl's information because he deals with a major organization. They have a place, like I said, and he has connects down in Texas and in other places I know that are with the cancer, helping people trying to beat cancer. So I'll text that information to you and vice versa. And once again, I'm sure Rashad will say thank you, Leon and Karen, on behalf of the Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself. We'll bring you back in another couple of months. I'm going to stay in contact with you because I use your product. So you know we're going to stay like I always tell this to certain people, you're my brother from another mother. So we will be in contact. And I want to thank you for coming on, Kevin. See, it wasn't that hard because you made me nervous. I didn't think you would make it, man. But it's easy. Once you start talking to the audience and you see I have people on my panel that make you feel at home here. So anytime you come here, you always have it's like a second or a third home because I don't know on your end who you consider second home. So we got to be third or fourth home. You're always welcome here. And I'll be in contact with you. You know I will.
Well, yeah, brother. I knew you'd take care of me.
I appreciate that. I sure will. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my man, Mr. Am I saying your last name? McMorrow, correct?
Yes. Yes, sir, McMorrow.
This is Mr. Kevin McMorrow. He just broke down the science for you on H2O2 food-grade peroxide. Go to your local health food store. There should be instructions on how to take it. Get you a little dropper. Ladies, I know you're always in the beauty supply store. You know, they always got those little droppers. You can get the dropper, and the instructions should be in there. And if you don't know how to use it, I'm going to post on my Facebook page Kevin's information. Go on my Facebook page, and you can get the number, and you can call him direct and ask him what you need to ask him and support this man. And I'm also going to put on my itinerary on my Facebook page what name you should look for, all right, in terms of the label. Because what's the name of your label, by the way, Kev? Give it
Oxygen. Yeah, Oxygen Wellness. Oxygen Wellness. It's a white bottle with the label. Oxygen Wellness brand. Food grade hydrogen peroxide. And we have the different potencies, 3%, 12%, or the full strength, 35%. And the Oxy Plus is already a mix in a quart. Black cherry, strawberry flavored, diluted down to a safe level. And that's just convenient for people to, if they feel something coming on, they can take an ounce two or three times a day or a week. Now they usually take care of whatever cold, flu bug, whatever they got going on.
Okay, family, so you heard it there. And if it's okay with you, Kev, if they need to get in contact with you or ask questions, I'll post on my Facebook page and on my personal information where they can get in contact with you. That's cool. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Kevin McMorrow. All right, you've heard him talk. You understand the science. You see what we do every week here. We try to inform you about things that you know because, unfortunately, a lot of people say, oh, you can't drink peroxide. For years, I've been using that as a mouthwash, please. I got high in peroxide. I got a whole bunch of bottles. I went to Costco today and picked up 4 bottles of high in peroxide. But I use it to clean my mouth and sometimes even to brush my teeth. But
when it comes to taking care of the inside, all right, I have this man's bottle right here. I got it out of the Olive May Health Food Store in East Orange, New Jersey, and Michelle could co-sign it because the brother brought it to me, picked it up for me. So without further ado, peace and blessings to you and the family, Kevin. Thank you for coming on, and we'll be in contact.
You bet. Thank you, Forrest.
Thank you.
You
take care. Be safe out there. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, family, here we go. Now we got Brother Rashad. He's supposed to come on, but the brothers, it was good information. We don't mind if somebody overextends their time if they give me information, because Rashad is with us every week. So without that being, without further ado, we're just going to bring Brother Rashad on. Go right ahead, Brother Rashad.
Oh, thank you, Brother Forrest. I just want to thank Brother Kevin for that wonderful information, and listeners, take heed. This is some powerful stuff. Nothing like nature healing you. Keep that in mind. And like I said, Forrest, please bring him on again, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, last time I was on, if most of y'all remember, I was talking about ways to cleanse pesticides, plastics, fluoride, and heavy metals and other toxins out of the body. And I never did get to finish what I was saying. And some of you already heard most of what I shared, but I just want to continue with what you can do to detoxify the body. Now, I just quick let you know some of the things I did mention last time was, you know, using a filter or high-quality air purifier, you know, to help purify the air in your home. And I mentioned how I have plants in my home, especially snake plants, which helps purify the air in the home, okay? I'm just touching on this lightly because I want to get to the rest of what I wanted to share. As far as detoxifying the body, I did mention sweat. I did mention fasting, so that's really good. And also just drinking more water. But, you know, it's got to be clean water. And there's different types of water. You can research them all and see which one is best for you. But stay away from the tap water. And I did mention bathing. In hot water, then in cold water. And, you know, even in the ocean, believe it or not, there's purification. And so, you know, you ever notice, I don't know if you ever noticed, Forrest.
Yes, sir.
Summertime.
Mm-hmm.
When you go to the shore, stay there a few days, whatever,
right.
The air is so different by the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Just like energizes you. And I noticed that people who live on those shore areas, they are much healthier looking, they're more active.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? I
yep.
noticed that about them as opposed to people in the inner cities. So there's something about the ocean that really, because, you know, we're made up of water, right? 70% water,
mm-hmm.
and so it's. And I read something about the salt water, similar to the blood. Okay, so there's a connection there, but it really energizes you. So I always tell people, if you can, during the summer, if you can get away and just go to the shore, maybe stay a few days, and just experience that. It really helps you. It makes you feel so good. I know my wife, you know, we go together, and when she's down there, and man, she's all day gone. I mean, she's moving about. I mean, she's so energized. It's like day and night. She'd be all up on the boardwalk. And
yeah.
And she's just energized. You know, I'm already energized, but, you know, I notice the difference in her when she's out by the shore. So that's something to keep in mind, okay? But To finish off, you know, because I did mention that with the plasticides, do you know that the body consumes about the size of a credit card of plasticides every week from different plasticides that's in the water from fish and other things? You know, there's plasticides getting water, and you just had that in your system, and you have to detox that out of your system because that plastic can cause cancer. There's no doubt about it. So people should just be aware of that. And we should always eat detoxifying foods, you know. And you mentioned green tea is a powerful. Now listen, Boris is trying to tell you about this green tea. It's a great detoxifier, okay? It really works. And another thing is cilantro. That's something I take a little bit every day. It helps remove heavy metals and is a great detoxifier also. So you can get cilantro that comes with chlorella, which also helps detoxify the body. And you can order things of that online, okay? And also turmeric is great for detoxifying the body. And so keep that in mind. They say apple cider vinegar and lemon and ginger also detoxifiers. And we know that ginger is a powerful spice. Spices are very powerful, so ginger is excellent. But the lemon juice I mentioned earlier is great to get your day started. Milk thistle, dandelion root, okay? They help to detoxify the liver. And, you know, this is an important organ, brother and sister, because it removes toxins from our bloodstream. So these two herbs will greatly, you know, help the liver process toxins before they ever reach the bloodstream so that, you know, you can purge them out from the body via your feces and urine. So keep that in mind. Milk thistle, T-H-I-S-T-L-E, dandelion root, okay, to help detoxify the liver. You can buy this dandelion root as a tea, or you can get the root. Milk thistle, you can get in a dropper form, in 1 or 2 ounce bottles, and you can add that to a little bit of water and take that, and that's really great for your liver. Okay? So glutathione. And this is like, glutathione is like the body's natural detoxifier, you know, and it was delivered to eliminate pesticides from the body, okay? And but, you know, along with the glutathione, you have to take selenium for it to work best. So, you know, just eat two or three Brazil nuts daily because Brazil nuts are loaded with selenium. And the selenium to fight cancer. So Brazil nuts are actually the best source of selenium. So glutathione and selenium are both great sources to help detoxify and eliminate the pesticides from your body, because a lot of us out there eat foods that are loaded with pesticides, and, you know, many people don't buy organic because they feel it's a little too expensive or whatever. And but when you buy certain foods like grapes and strawberries, which are loaded with pesticides, you need to take the glutathione and you need to take the selenium to help get those pesticides out. And Kevin did say how you should wash your fruits and vegetables before you eat it. You should always wash them, never just. Like some people, you see them going to the store. I see them in Whole Foods. They'll see grapes and they'll just pluck a few and stick it in their mouth, but they haven't even washed them. That's not good. That's not good, okay? Mm-hmm. These things have to be washed. Even if it's organic, it needs to be washed. And if you ever go to a farmer's market, you notice organic greens and things of that nature. You'll see dirt on it because it's fresh, and you just have to wash it off, okay? Just run it through some water and wash it off before you eat it. And that's what people have to be aware of. There's a tea, it's been around for a long time, called Essiac tea. And this also provides overall, you know, body cleansing, okay? So it's actually a cancer-fighting tea. So you can find that in the health food stores also. And so just keep that in mind. You can get that in already. They have the tea bags that you can get. But there's a certain way that you have to prepare Essiac tea. We're not going to go into that now, but, you know, activated charcoal, it's safe to consume away from meals, and it's very potent. You know, you can take like 10 to 30 grams a day, but you would take it like in divided doses, and you mix it with water for about 2 weeks, okay? And it's also great for that, to get rid of certain toxins and things of that nature. And you can find it also in, like, capsule forms. If you go to the health food store, you can find it in capsule forms, and that's really good also. And the other thing is, and I always mention, you know, for us, I always talk about fiber. You have
right.
that, any of it, okay? And, you know, just eating two or three servings, you know, of foods that's rich in fiber, this will help your liver flush through the digestive system. You know, it'll flush, you know, all this toxins and things out of your body, okay? And a good source of fiber, of course, my number one is apples. Apples are a powerful food. It helps bring down your blood pressure, your cholesterol levels, but you need to eat apples to get high fiber. Bananas are excellent. Nuts, beans, berries, you know, crunchy vegetables, all these are loaded with fiber. Fiber is necessary for the body. And a lot of us don't eat enough fiber because many out there are just meat eaters, which has no fiber. And a lot of them don't like to eat vegetables. They have meat for breakfast, meat for lunch, whether it's sausages in the morning or whatever it is, and luncheon meat for something in the afternoon, and then a steak with some potatoes or something. That's basically a lot of people eat. Not eating enough fiber, and that's why they're constipated, having all these problems. So, you know, you got to keep that in mind, okay? And, you know, toxins, you know, they tend to collect in the fat around tissues like your liver. So grapefruit is something that contains what they call naringenin, and it's a flavonoid that tunes up the liver to burn fat instead of storing it, okay? So grapefruit is excellent also. And garlic, that also boosts the ability of white blood cells to fight the effects of toxins. Garlic is a very powerful food. Keep that in mind. Garlic, it might make your breath smell, but it does boost the ability, you know, of white blood cells to fight the effects of toxins. So that's another good one. And, of course, lemons and asparagus. Now, these have been proven to reduce pesticide levels, lemons and asparagus. So incorporate that also, and exercising, just like Forrest always talks about exercising, you know, 30 minutes an hour daily, you know, that brings more oxygen-rich blood into your kidneys and liver, allowing them to eliminate toxins more effectively, okay? So people should keep that in mind. I mean, how can you live without exercising? You need exercise. I tell everybody, if you only walk 30 minutes a day. That's great, okay? A lot of us don't have time, they say anyway. Well, I don't have time. You got time to sit in front of that TV and watch a movie for 2 hours. You can find time to do a little exercise, you know, and it doesn't take much time just to do a little stretching, resistant exercises, or whatever. You can watch TV and do exercise if you want to watch TV that bad. Exercise while you're watching TV, right? So you can get your exercise in, but exercise is very important. I always tell people, please exercise. Exercise is very good. Vitamin C is also good. You know, that's some powerful stuff. And, you know, it helps to neutralize the effects of pollutants. You know, so that's another way to toxins. Ascorbates, you know, they have vitamin C. Ascorbates are also very effective detoxifiers of heavy metals and chemical poisons. Okay, so these are things that you can incorporate also to help. Okay, minerals, magnesium. Okay, a lot of people are deficient in magnesium, so magnesium is something I always tell people. Your heart needs magnesium in order to function properly. Okay, so that's something that's very important. And and you also need potassium and calcium, also part of that. You just need to have it in your body. Okay, but magnesium protects the cells from absorbing. Listen carefully now. Yeah, I hope y'all taking notes here. Like Forrest said, make sure you have a pen and pad handy. But magnesium protects the cells from absorbing aluminum, mercury, lead, cadmium, beryllium, and nickel. Okay, then you should have, you should take every day. Okay, so low levels of magnesium contribute to, you know, the heavy metal deposition in the brain that precedes Parkinson's, okay, multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's. So that's why magnesium is very important. And, you know, researchers have found that children with both learning disabilities and heavy metal toxicity have low total body magnesium. So if your children has a learning disability or heavy metal toxicity, like we were mentioning, that means they have total body low total body magnesium. So keep that in mind. They give them some magnesium to help them with that, okay? And so this is something we should all be taking to help keep our bodies healthy, your heart healthy, and remove those toxins out of our bodies, okay? Keep that in mind, brothers and sisters, because, you know, our bodies are loaded with toxins. I mean, there's so many hundreds of thousands of toxins, chemicals in the atmosphere and the land and all of that. So we have to remove these things. Otherwise, that stuff stores in the body and the body fat and everything. And we wind up getting sick, developing cancer and other ailments just because we have all this stuff stored in our bodies. So please, brothers and sisters, take heed and do these things. There's another product. Now, this stuff is potent. It's called zeolite. Let me spell that for you. Z as in Zorro, E-O-L-I-T-E. Now, this is really a superstar when it comes to detoxifying, because it can remove heavy metals such as lead, mercury, cadmium, and arsenic. Also, radioactive particles, plastics, pesticides, and even viruses from your body, okay? And it does this safely and effectively. So you can buy zeolite, Google zeolite, and you'll see the product come up. And that would be actually your number one best choice, zeolite. It's very powerful. So if you want to get some, just Google it, and you see the zeolite products come up. And it's very good for removing those things I just mentioned out of the body, okay? So keep that in mind, brother and sister, okay? And then you got herbs and microalgae. You know, there's numerous plants that the Creator has given us that aid in detoxification while feeding various organ systems. So, you know, as a matter of fact, I remember Dr. Valentine when you had him on, and he mentioned spirulina. And spirulina is excellent also to remove heavy metals out of your body. And he was saying when you buy spirulina, you'll know if it's a good spirulina once you put it in a liquid and you mix it and you see bubbles come up, you know you got a good spirulina. Matter of fact, I bought some a couple of weeks ago, and it was in a package. It was all organic. And I put it in some juice, and it bubbled up. Good stuff here. So, but it's an excellent detoxifier. So spirulina, like I say, it's an algae, but it's very powerful. So that's good. Also, seaweeds, you know, that have algae, such as kelp, dulse is D-U-L-S-E, and chlorella, they provide protection from many of today's pollutants also. And they had Canadian researchers, you know, they have found that algae from these can prevent living tissue from absorbing radioactive materials, including strontium-90, barium, mercury, aluminum, cadmium, zinc, and manganese. And, you know, strontium-90 is very dangerous because it has an affinity for calcium to accumulate in food substances that are high in calcium, such as milk and green leafy vegetables. So, you know, and such contaminated calcium carries strontium-90 directly to the bones, where it damages bone marrow. Okay, so kelp, which is a seaweed, has been shown to block strontium-90 from being absorbed by the body. And kelp particles also strip the metal ions from the calcium molecule, forming insoluble salts that are eliminated from the body. So kelp, you can order that online or go to your health food store. You'll find kelp. Most seaweeds are great. Like I said, dulse is another one. Chlorella is excellent. And I mentioned the cilantro earlier that has chlorella in it and is excellent detoxifier too. My two favorite is the zeolite and the cilantro. I think those are very good for detoxifying the body. So keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. I mean, this is very important that we incorporate these things into our body, because we're being polluted every day. You're breathing polluted air every day, okay? You're taking showers basically in polluted water. You know, if you have a shower filter, that's necessary, okay? A lot of us don't have shower filters on a shower head, but a shower filter is good to get that chlorine out and keep your body or your skin from itching because of that chlorine. So keep that in mind also. But that's what I want to share, because I had wanted to finish this topic. And, you know, first, today, I mean the whole day, for hours, all I did was research on this vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. I read a lot of papers, a lot of research. Oh, my God. You know, I know there's people listening that, you know, feel that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe and, you know, and it's going to protect you, this and that. You know, I'm not telling you not to take the vaccine. That's your choice. If you took it, that's on you. And if you didn't, God bless you, you know. But there's so much in that vaccine that people are not aware of. And if they only knew, they would have second thoughts about even taking this vaccine. So I was just getting all this information, putting it down, and I was so blown away what they put in this vaccine. It's just terrible. And people just don't know what's going to happen later on down the line by taking this vaccine. And they're not, you know, and remember, listen, audience, remember one thing. The media gives you one side of the story. They block the other side. There's two sides to every story. Just like there's two sides to every coin, okay? So if the media is controlled by the pharmaceutical companies and all these corporations, they're just going to give you one side, and they will block others who have powerful information, good information that they want to share, but they're not allowed on TV to share it. Now, there was one station, I was happy that that station's around, called One American News on cable, which they did a five-hour program where they had a team of virologists, scientists, top professional physicians from around the world. It was a panel discussion discussing this COVID-19 vaccine that exposed so much. I said, I wish everybody could see this. This is the only station that gave this information out. You're not going to get this from CNN or any of those stations. Station gave that information out, and it was so powerful. And I was like, God, is somebody at any station allowing this information to get out? So I won't go into the contents of the COVID vaccine. Maybe next time or the next program, share some of the information. And so that people become aware. But anyway, I see that it's almost time, Forrest.
Yes, sir. 9:52. You know how we do. We start talking, and next thing you know, it's time. It's time constraints, man. You know how it is. You know what you got. You got another 3 minutes, brother. 9:55. I guess we could wind it down. We'll make a few announcements and wish everybody a happy week.
Well, if there's anyone that has any questions, I'd be glad to take some questions if I can answer them for you.
Yes, sir. And also, I just want to say something to the podcast audience real fast. Rashad's a little shy about saying he might forget, but a couple of people have brought the black seed oil from Brother Rashad. I know my cousin did a while back. Family, this is the man to see if you need some black seed oil, all right? And I guess Rashad can run down real fast the benefits of black seed oil, but right quick, I'm going to ask our technician, Randy J. Sean Jackson. Jay, we got anybody hitting the number one button? Hit the love button out there, y'all, if you got a question for Rashad.
Oh, let's see. Five.
How you doing?
5392.
Oh, Lord. Hello, go right ahead. We can hear you.
This is Dr. James. How you doing?
Good.
Let me just ask you a couple questions. I understand that we need detoxification and so forth and so on. But if you're taking any prescription medication, does these different various detoxification methods, do they affect your medication?
Or that's another thing.
Can they remove the medication from the system?
Always tell people to check with your physician, okay, to make sure there's no contraindications. And that's the best way to go about that. Even herbs, when you take certain herbs and you have certain conditions, you should always check it with your physician to make sure there's no contraindication here. So that's what I suggest.
That's what I was going to emphasize. Also, I know that the grapefruit affects blood pressure medications and various other medications. Many times when we prescribe medications, we tell them, don't use grapefruit. And there's various other substances that have a synergistic effect or contraindicated when you're using various prescription medications. Even a medication that removes calcium that you were stating, that could affect certain medications people take for their heart.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'm just saying that, you know, the people have to be aware that they need to consult their physician, and they shouldn't, you know, always just go out and buy the so-called substance without checking with their physician. That's all.
Yeah, 100% with you, and that's a true fact. So always check with your physician if you have any ailments or you're with some type of disorder. Always check. Now, if you're healthy and you don't have any of these problems, you're fine. But if you do have these ailments, always check first, and that's the best way to go about it. And if they say, yes, okay, then you take it. And if they say, no, it's going to cause a problem with your, with the medicine you're taking, well, okay, then take heed. Just take heed, okay? So I'm glad you brought that question up, sir. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, Brother James. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's my man. Also, okay, Jay, real quick, we got another, anybody else? Number one, was Brother James the only one that pressed one?
No, that's it.
That's it? Okay, cool. All right, so listen, family, I want to say this real quick because me and Brother Rashad, we're gonna walk out arm in arm in this because this is my brother from day one. He's been my ride or die brother from, like I said, from day one, you know, so we can walk off in the sunset to get along with my technician, you know. But listen, I'd just like to let you let you know, once again, thank you for the support for Green Tea and family. Go on my Facebook page, Forrest Nance, the Green Tea, and you get a discount, or I gave you that number. Let me give it to you again, 609-80-9330. Ask for John, 609-680-9330. 609-680-9330. Ask for John and tell him, Forrest, from Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself, you're calling for your green tea. And don't forget about the steeper in case you need that. You have a steeper, fine. If not, order it and give you a discount. All right, go on my Facebook page. You can order too. Also, real quick, my man, the technician, he's known as Jay Sean. Okay, every Friday, dial the same number. Keeping it real with Randy Jay Sean Jackson. He starts an hour later. His program is from 8 to 9. All right, and he's extended the other part. He's got a second half, but he does an hour show. It used to be 2 hours, but he split it in half, and he'll explain to you when you come up there on Friday, all right, how he's running things, all right, keeping it real with Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson, my technician, who I'm grateful for. And also, Brother Rashad, you want to give out your information to the people and tell them about the Black Sea, if they want to order some and give me a number if they want to call for information.
Yes, my number is 973-673-0699, and right now I'm out of Black Seed. I have to wait for my shipment to come in because it goes so fast. So give me a few days if anybody's interested in some Black Seed. I usually sell it locally. I try not to do all the shipping out too much, but towards everybody around, as soon as they know I have the Black Sea, it's gone. So you can call me if in the general area here in Jersey, you know, I'll bring it to you. Okay.
All right. And with that being said, brothers and sisters, I want to thank you once again for coming on. And like I said, tuning in, my man, every Friday. We'll be back next week with our guests. And also, like I said, remember, the Space for Grace, ladies, the sisters, Grace for Space, Space for Grace. You can, either way you put it, it all sounds good. They're going to be on March the 12th, all right? So Narcissism Part 2, y'all guys tune in for that. It's real deep. And also, next week, we have surprise guest speakers, all right? And a lot of people were asking about Manuel Gomez, so we're going to bring the brother back. He may be next week. Y'all tune in to find out. So for Brother Rashad, Sister Karen, Brother Leon, and my man Randy J. Sean Jackson, I'm your host, Forrest J. Nance. Peace and blessings. Enjoy your week, and have a nice and safe weekend, everybody.